Elizabeth Warren, Use Excise Taxes to Reduce Gun, Ammo Sales. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 15, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren wants to use federal excise taxes to reduce gun and ammunition sales. Her gun control, made public in August on Medium, shows Warren believes the current 10% excise tax on firearms is too low. She wants to raise that tax to 30% while increasing the tax on ammunition to 50%. Because excise taxes are paid directly by the consumer, the taxes are added to the price of the goods. This means a $500 gun would immediately cost $650, and the price for a $20 box of ammo would immediately rise to $30. Warren claims this taxation policy would bring in new federal revenue that can be used for gun violence prevention. And she simultaneously suggests the tax would raise the price on guns and ammo to a level sufficient to stifle sales. She does not explain how reducing sales via tax policy can bring in new revenue. Rather, she cites federal excise tax on cigarettes, domestic wine, or even airline tickets, to try to bolster justify pushing for more taxes on firearms and bullets. Ironically, Warren also wants government-imposed limits on the number of guns Americans can purchase. This would cut sales as well, further reducing tax revenue. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.